been asking to be allowed to delay payments on certain military sales, which I understand the U.S. has agreed to. So they have gone out to the international community and asked in various ways, "Hey, can we get a little bit of a break right now?"
Ben Van Heuvelen is managing editor of Iraq Oil Report, speaking to us from the Kurdistan region in northern Iraq. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 5.39 up a half. May, 5.39 and a quarter, down 1.5. Soft March, 5.03 unchanged. May, 4.98 and a half, down a half. March corn, 3.80 and a half, down 3.5. May, 3.86 and three quarters, down 4.25. July, 3.94 and a half, down 4. December, 4.10 and a half, down 3.75. March soybeans, 9.81 and three quarters, down 7.25. May, 9.86 and a half, down 6.25. July, 9.90 and three quarters, down 6.25. November, 9.65 and a half, down 6. March soybean meal, 3.41, down 4.70. March soybean oil, 30.73, down 24. April live cattle, one of the bright spots on the bullish side of the board, at 155.90, up 30 cents. June, 146.45, is down 47.5. March feeders, 213.97.5, down 62.5, in what has been a very volatile week for the feeders. April lean hogs, 62.52.5, they're down 160. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Thanks for being with us, and thanks for your participation at Tuesday's All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. Much appreciative to that. Tip of the hat to you. Let's begin with the dollar. Dollar continues on its path upward, although a little bit of a setback against the euro today, but it has continued to rally against the euro, and it does look like perhaps if you squint your eyes and look really hard at it, can you see objectives of about 109?
Well, the first objective, I would use the Fibonacci series off of the early 80s high, down to this 07-08 low of 70-69. And the first objective was to punch above the 92-81 area, and of course we did that during January. We closed out January above that. So now the next objective I would probably be looking at would be the 38% retracement level, which would be like 106 and a half. That would be, at least from a technical position, that's what technicians would be looking at to go after being long this market. The other thing is what the dollar has done. It has kind of jumped above a parallel line that connects, if you connect the 72.69 low that we had in 2011 and then the low that we had last June, May, June at 79.81, if you draw a parallel line off of that connected to this 87.93 high that was made in June 10, we've jumped above that. So that would indicate that that 38% retracement level is indeed probably the next target for technicians. But when you look at the chart on a monthly basis, we do have the RSI up in the upper 80s. You've got your stochastic indicator in the mid-90s. And that kind of tells you that at some point in time in here, it could take a good pause, consolidate. Maybe that might be the case for the month of maybe when you make highs early in the month, a lot of times the market will fall back toward the end of the month, and then we'll see what April brings. But it's definitely got the Fed in a bind, because while it's favorable toward keeping inflation down in the United States, because we'll be able to buy all kinds of foreign goods, the strong dollar then makes U.S. goods the most expensive in the world, and then that slows down the U.S. economy because we can't sell anything. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, and I think at the end of the day, the Fed will probably end up quantitative easing again to try to bring some balance back into the dollar, because foreign currencies, foreign world leaders continue to devalue their currency. So it's kind of, we're kind of in a race to the bottom type thing. And I myself don't think the economy is really strong enough for higher interest rates, but we'll see whether or not the Fed moves in that direction.
Let's turn our attention to the corn market. Old crop corn, May, managed to see the 50-day moving average going under the 100-day moving average this week. That is, I guess they call that a death cross. How much credence do we put in it?
Well, let's say I got my eye on it, but if you kind of count out, 50 days, which would be basically 10 weeks, we're going to start, we're right at when we made the highs. The last 50-day window is right when we were making the highs there back during Christmas and late year. So, about 5 days from now, you're going to see that 50-day moving average begin to drop off the high points, and that could indeed help it turn itself back up and trade above the 100-day. So that will be something one will want to watch over the next couple weeks or so. But it's definitely on the table, and a lot of fund managers do watch that. But if you look at it on a lead futures basis, it hasn't happened yet on a lead futures, but it has done it on the individual contracts.
Turn your attention to the soybean market, and what are you seeing there technically?
Well, today, basically, corn and soybeans are on the defensive, corn more so than probably soybeans, but the export sales numbers for both corn and soybeans came in well under trade guesses, and that really set the bearish tone here at the start of the regular session, especially after USDA bumped up corn export demand a little bit on the supply-demand table to come in and see a disappointing sales week. That just kind of aggravated the market, and that's why we were down here 3 to 4 cents so far here today, and beans are down about 6. Wheat futures export sales were in line or at the upper end of the range, so the wheat market is actually turned in. We had a buy signal kick in yesterday on wheat, and now if we'll see how the day finishes out, whether or not that was a solid good buy signal, we get any follow through to the upside. But the other thing I think you have to keep in mind is that March futures expire at noon tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So for all practicality, what we're seeing here is the May contracts kind of fall back to where the March contracts were trading. So the lead futures chart basically kind of looks like it's going to look pretty much the same as we start early next week.
Quick question. Do you think no futures will hold above last week's low before the end of the week?
My guess is it's vulnerable, but I think so far here today it's kind of looking like maybe we have found the low for the day, and this market may try to recover as we go into the end of the trading session. But I do think it's absolutely a necessity to keep that 590, 557.5 low in place if we're going to have any kind of shot at a spring rally.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. May corn, 386.75, down 4.25. December's 410.5, down 3.75. May beans are 986.5, down 6.25. November, 965.75, down 5.75. April lean hogs are 62.60. They're down 152.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.